Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. You know, sometimes all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the same situation that you've been struggling with over and over again that makes all the difference in the world. It creates that breakthrough that you need to take your training, your mindset, your physique to that next level that we're always shooting for. Oftentimes you may find something that you're already doing, getting validation from a coach, a friend, a mentor, someone who's been through the trenches, someone who's been where you've been many times, can make all that difference in the world. And that's what I'm here today to do, is to help you with your specific challenges. I want you to call in. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. I coach a lot of people all over the world, whether it's through email services, my internet website, one-on-one coaching over the phone, internationally over the Skype internet services. I've written 10 books. I've produced 7 DVDs. I've been competing for over 15 years. And all that experience is now available to you. So pick up the phone. That number is 347-326-9145. You can also visit me in the chat room. You can chat with passionate lifters just like yourself going for those same goals, share ideas. In the chat room, you'll need to log into an account. It's a free account. You'll find that. You'll find passionate people who can help you kind of create some clarity, too, along with the show. I can see everything that's going on in the chat room, so if you have questions, if you want me to clarify anything that I say, I can do that, too. I have a caller on the 937 area code. I'm going to jump right into the calls. Caller from the 937 area code, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Skip?
I am awesome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brett.
Brett, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Brett, what can I help you with? What's your challenge?
I actually got two questions for you. The first one is about hamstrings. I'm trying really to strengthen my hamstrings right now, and I'm kind of having a problem. Well, I don't know if it's really a problem, but I'm just kind of getting the hang of stiff-legged deadlifts right now. And
right.
The problem is I'm hitting squats first on leg days, and I'm hitting them really hard. So when I get to my stiff-legged deadlifts, I'm so tired
that
I'm actually like my legs start shaking real bad and stuff. And I don't think I'm really getting the most out of the stiff-legged deadlift. I'm just wondering
if... Let me just clarify something. Yeah, when you say strengthen, does that mean you want to build more muscle there, or do you want more performance where you can lift more weight, execute the exercise more effectively, or all of the above?
Probably all of the above, but more just build more muscle there. I'm just, you know, I'm still just learning the lift, so it's kind of new to me, but I know that's probably one of the best ones for hamstrings. I'm just wondering if there's a different way I could go about it where I might be.
Well, with my experience helping people all over the world in training and observing this for so long, I would say probably the biggest challenge when it comes to something like hamstrings is not focusing on that muscle directly. They may go through the motions, whether it's doing stiff leg deadlifts like you talked about, or they're doing leg curls or whatever the exercise might be, they let a lot of other body motion, a lot of the leg strength, you know, maybe even, you know, just pushing it through to get that, move the weight from point A to point B.
Right.
You have to really focus on that muscle. Now, if I were to tell you to do a dumbbell curl for your arm, okay, it would be very easy for you to just say, okay, Brett, you tell yourself that I'm going to focus on that bicep. That bicep is pulling up the muscle, and you contract the muscle while you're doing the exercise, okay? That same degree of focus, that same mindset should be with your hamstrings. Now, think about that. Let's just say you're doing a leg curl. Very similar to that bicep curl, right? And really, they say that the hamstrings are the bicep of the legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you pull that up, it's you're contracting it with those hamstrings, and you're releasing it down, controlling it on the way down. You see, it's a whole different mindset. Is that something you're really conscious of, or are you just trying to get the weight up? Does that make sense to you?
Right, yeah, makes perfect sense.
And just really contract it, just as if it's a bicep. Just if it's a bicep, I assume that you would probably have a lot more time feeling a bicep exercise for your arm than you do your hamstring. Yet if you look at it that way, it should be the same degree of focus, that same thought process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one, is just contracting it just like you would a bicep on the way up and on the way down. The other thing, and again, for any exercise, that should be the focus. What I found with the whole philosophy or the mindset when it comes to legs is that a lot of guys just feel like they're ahead of the game by just training their legs. Maybe earlier in their career they didn't even train legs at all, so just going through the motions, they come into the gym, oh, God, today's leg day. Do I really want to do legs? Well, if you come in with that mindset, you know, the details, the specifics, what I'm talking about right now, those are going to become less important because really all you want to do is just get through your leg day. So, again, that mindset is so important. As far as doing your squats first and then doing your hamstrings afterwards, you know, that can very well be effective as long as you're working the muscle. Now, that's an ideal situation if you want to be. So don't see that as a disempowering way to go about training your hamstrings. Just you're going to have to concentrate a little bit more. I don't know if you've ever had an injury or maybe you've been sick and you lightened up on the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have, you know that there's lighter weight, something that you can usually do a lot more of, you become a lot more focused on working the muscle. And then you walk away, you know, after the workout or maybe a day later, you go, darn, boy, that was a great leg workout, and I didn't use as much weight.
Right.
With that being said, regardless if you're fatigued, regardless if your legs are shaking, you have that same mindset, you know, that you're going to feel the muscle, even if you have to lighten it up because you worked you did squats beforehand. Does that make sense? So stuff is the basic mechanics. It's stuff that you already know. It's just shifting your mindset. It's going to the gym that just training legs isn't okay. I need to focus just like the body parts I love to train. All right? And then the other thing is make sure you're contracting that muscle. You're not just worrying about getting the weight up from point A to point B on a squat going up and down or just, you know, moving the bar. So hopefully that new way of looking at it, reminding you of what you already know when it comes to hamstrings will help you in their development. And then after that, after you get, you know, you're stimulating muscle properly, you feel good about that, then it's all about gradually and systematically moving up the rack and weight so you can create that overload and create more muscle density, maturity, strength, and size.
All right. Sounds
so what's your second question?
I don't know if you'll be able to answer it or not. I just I switch your workouts every 8 to 10 weeks.
Right.
I was just wondering, like, if you have a favorite, like, muscle grouping on, like, for instance, like, Monday chest, Tuesday arms, like, just the muscles that you think works, I don't know, better than others or anything out of all the ones you've done. Do you have, like, a favorite or not? You kind of just like to mix it up because your mental intensity or your mental focus?
I get what you're saying. You're meaning that, like, for example, someone might – Someone might say they want to, they're just getting back into the gym, and so a lot of people, they love to train chest, so Monday always seems to be chest day. Versus the other guy who's a warrior and said, look, it's the beginning of the week, and I really want to do my legs, so I'm going to go the opposite, so I'm going to train my legs on Monday because that's the one I don't want to do, and I have the most mental energy on Monday. So you're asking me if I have a particular strategy like that.
Kind of. I'm saying, what's sparking this question is my shoulders. I get my shoulders, and I normally do this on Fridays, but I feel like I'm mentally drained, and I just can't lift as much as, say, I lift them on Monday.
Right.
I'm just wondering if, like, you think there's a best arrangement of muscles to do in,
No, that's a good question. Again, I'm going to go back to the mindset, lengthening out this process. You said you haven't been training that long. All right. How old are you, Brett?
I'm 21.
Okay. And as your big brother, heck, I can be your father, actually, at my age. But the concept of time for a 21-year-old is a lot different than just, say, a 45-year-old.
All right.
How you use the concept of time will either make you or break you. Having that poise, that patience, and that's with anything. Getting through school, you may be going to school, climbing up the ladder at work at a young age. You know, when you get older, you become 31 and 41. You have a lot more poise. You make better decisions. You don't make mountains out of molehills, so to speak, with your challenges in life, right? Because you've been there, you've done that, all right? This is what I have to say. 8 weeks may seem like a heck of a long time to a 21-year-old, all right? It's not a lot of time, all right? So let's just say you train your shoulders on Friday. You don't seem to think that you're getting the most out of them. Well, what's 8 weeks? What are you going to do instead? Put your legs there, and then you're going to say be saying that about your legs. Put that to your biceps. You're going to be saying that about your biceps, right? Let them all take their turn in their eight-week cycle, and then over, 80 weeks, a couple of years, it doesn't matter. Everybody gets their – every body part gets their turn to be, the most work with the most enthusiasm and the least work with the least enthusiasm. Again, so think about that concept of time. And really, in the big picture, when you're talking to me on this radio show a year from now, that's going to be such a small point. All right? You got me there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The other thing about it is how I break it down in my mind is that I try not to have favorite body parts. I look at my body as a total statue that each body part needs to be equally developed. There's a lot of people who want so much size on their chest, size on their legs, where the way to look at it is you can create an illusion of size with beautiful symmetry where all the body parts match. It's kind of like, you see a guy who just loves to train chest. He doesn't love to train his legs. I mean, he actually makes his body look odd with that type of thinking. And so allowing yourself to look at it that way is just going to create the imbalance. And if you're looking for this beautiful total physique with all the body parts developed, you're working against yourself with that favorite body part mentality. So really want to discourage that because the end picture isn't going to be what you think. It's kind of like if you see a girl, Brett, she's got a great body. I mean, just a booming body, something really attractive, right? And her face is just okay. the thing about it is you think, wow, she's got an ugly face, right? Well, she doesn't have an ugly face. It's just that she just has a great body and it just really overshadows her face, right? Her face isn't that bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that with your body. You don't want to have okay legs, but because you have this favorite body part, it makes your legs look terrible. All right?
Right.
Change that mentality. Again, I'm putting a lot of mental strategies. Those of you who followed me, I've interjected mental strategies and that type of maturity into everything that I've done, and I firmly believe that's the key to my success, and it's really the key to any success of any champion. Are there better training strategies than others? Sure. Are there better eating strategies than others? Sure. I'm sure we all know people who have made whatever strategy they have chosen work for them, and it's usually because of a championship mindset. So if you notice in both questions that you asked and any questions that they ask in the future, I wouldn't be doing my job as a coach by not letting you have a glimpse into my championship mindset so you can interject that into any training or eating strategy that you might have. All right, Brett?
Sounds good.
All right, hey, great questions. I'm sure that everyone else can benefit from those too. Have a great weekend. Continue listening to the show. All right.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. If you want to call in with your questions, I want you to give me a call. The number is 347-326-9145. That number is 347-326-9145. You can also join us up in the chat room. I can see everything that you're saying in the chat room, and I'll tell you, if J. Will number 17 is who I think he is, then you better call me up at 347-326-9145, J. Will 17, so that I think our listeners on the live version of this show who are joining us now and also on the podcast would be love to hear from you. So I'm going to go to a question that I have. I have an email. And it's a gentleman who has recently started listening to the podcast, and he was an overweight kid at 16, and he decided to train with weights to get in shape. And then he has been in health and fitness ever since. Talks about his body weight. He's decided to put on more muscle, so I've recently increased my protein and started using creatine. Now that I've been listening to your show, I've started using the Max OT workout. Okay, for those of you listening who aren't familiar with it, Max OT training, maximum overload training, is a heavy, intense, and highly effective training program developed by AST Sports Nutrition, AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition Company. You can visit their website at www.ast-ss.com, www.ast-ss.com. That's what I have used over the last 12 years. That's I credit for my gains, my success in the bodybuilding world to this type of training. It's heavy. It's intense. You can go to the website. You can sign up for a free online course. You just need to sign up, get your password, and this program is it's discussed. It's in detail. There's pictures and there's illustrations so you can get the whole concept of the program, Max OT training program. And now he's trying to get his eating schedule in line with my recommendations. I've always been pretty satisfied with my physique. After all, it seems that most men are overweight and out of shape. I've decided to put on more muscle because I get called scrawny, of course, by these overweight and unfit people. I'm confident this program will work for me. I've never tried this workout before. It's new to me, and I think it will take me to the next level. Thank you for your show. Gentleman, he sent me a picture, too. He does have a great physique, very lean. The muscle parts are all in line, like he works his body in a balanced manner. Yeah, definitely you need to concentrate on eating. One thing that I just tell any student or anyone who comes to me for advice is the nutrition part is probably the most challenging, yet it's a part of this whole bodybuilding process, muscle building process that you need to focus on the most. And I'm not just saying that. A lot of times I get asked a lot of training questions. A lot of people talk about how hard they train in a gym. They're just animals in the gym. When I kind of pick apart what they know or how much focus that they're putting in on the nutritional end, it's a lot to be desired, and it certainly doesn't match their enthusiasm in the gym. That's going to make you or break you, gentlemen, how you eat in those 23 hours that you're not in the gym. That's going to make you or break you. And, you know, we've talked many times about the basics. You know, I'm going to do something. Instead of going through every particular, you know, basics about nutrition, I'm going to do an offer. And that is probably my best-selling book is my Bodybuilding Nutrition, where I just line it out, simple, effective eating strategies. And the best way to get that book is by an ebook. Just don't waste time. Just get it sent to you electronically. Read it on your computer or print it out. I'm gonna do this. Order my ebook of Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. So all this training program, you can hear how I rave and how I explain everything about this Max OT training program. Go to my website, www.skiplacour.com, SKIPLACOUR. Order the ebook of Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style, and I'll send you the Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding Nutrition ebook for free along with it. So that's a $20 value. You'll get that for free. That way that you can take and you can study and break this down just like school. You're spending so much time in the gym. You're going week after week to the gym. And you can break this down and study it and do something with that passion, that intensity that you're exhibiting. You know, back it up with some knowledge. Break it down just like you would anything else that you want to master. It is a process. And with my experience and guidance with this radio show that you're listening to every week, you'll get more and more of the nutritional strategies, the training strategies, the mindset strategies, the nutritional supplementation strategies that are going to take you to the next level. It's going to get you all of this working for you and not let all that enthusiasm go to waste. I've seen it many, many times where someone gets really pumped up and fired up to train to the gym, yet they don't get the results they want. They get frustrated because there's a certain level of understanding that they just can't hold on to. They just can't grasp. They go to the struggling guy next to them to the gym, or they try to read conflicting information in the muscle magazine. Then some work, some don't. Some don't work in unison, some conflict, and before you know it, they have information overload. What I would suggest is you go to one source of information that you believe in, and all the different axes, all the different areas of this physique enhancing process. Take all their strategies in, see how they all work together, dedicate yourself for 3-6 months so you can get everything out of it before you start branching out into other areas and cause yourself more confusion. All right? We've got a caller on the 61 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Skip. How you doing? It's Derek in PA.
Derek, how are you, sir? Did you have a question today, Derek?
Yeah, I do, actually. For the past week, I've been struggling staying on a good sleeping schedule. I've been sleeping for about 4 or 5 hours a night when I'm used to, you know, about 8 or 9.
Right.
And I know even now that you're not competing, I'm just wondering, do you still place a high importance on a consistent sleeping schedule where you make it a point to be in bed by a certain time every night and up every day at a certain time?
Right. Well, that is going to be the key. And your consistency with your eating schedule, the less variables you have in your life, the more daily disciplines or standards or those tasks that you can place in your day, that they'll just happen like clockwork. I mean, that's the ideal situation. And when I was competing, my number one goal was to be the number one bodybuilder on stage, you know, whether it was 8 months later, 5 months later, 12 weeks later. So I scheduled my life around my training and eating, and I did have that structure that you talked about. I could tell you, you know, what I was doing every single September or, you know, March 23rd on at 2 o'clock. I could tell you what I'd be doing that day because that's how structured my schedule was. The more of that you can have, that effort can go into developing your physique, no doubt about it. The question is what are you willing to do to have the physique you really want? All right? That's what it basically comes down to. Life is all about choices, and it's like, how badly do you want it? I know that eating is the number one priority, and that's something that I have to think about, you know, 24 hours a day. And with that in mind, I schedule accordingly, depending on what it is I want in life. Without a contest, you know, doing things like this, a radio talk show. I mean, if this was that March 23rd, I would be eating at the time of this talk show And what I would do is my life would be scheduled around my bodybuilding efforts, around my eating schedule. So this show might start at, just say, 8:30 in the morning. That's how I just was about it. Now, you need to decide what that is for you, knowing that nutrition is your number one strategy. If eating and building your physique is what you really want, and you want it more than, let's say, you said you're sleeping 5 hours a night, what right now is taking a priority in life where you wouldn't get more sleep?
Right, I see your point.
You've got a new girlfriend, or are you working more at night? Something else is taking more of a priority than maybe your training and eating did in the past, right?
Right, and to be honest with you, Skip, there's no one thing that knocks me off schedule. It's just a variety of things. I guess this past week I just haven't been as disciplined as I normally am,
right.
And I don't really have a good reason. It's just, you know, it's like a wheel that just starts turning. One night I'm an hour late getting to bed, and then next night I'm 2 or 3 hours late, and it just continues like that.
Right. Well, you know, I'm gonna talk about training goals. I'm gonna talk about some training goals, and the more you remind yourself of what you really want, you know. Derek, have you ever had like a goal in mind? I don't know what it was maybe buy a new car or something like that. And you said, yeah, I want to buy a new car, this particular model, right?
Right.
And, you know, you made it as a goal, or you said you were going to do it. And then you just kind of, it just flipped away. It just slipped out of your mind. And then maybe 3 months later, you saw that car. You said, oh, yeah, I want one of those cars, right? Maybe you thought about it for a whole week, how you wanted to get one of those cars, right? I don't have enough money right now, or that's not a practical choice, or whatever you did. Before you know it, it's out of your mind again. All right, well, maybe 3 or 6 months later, you see that car. Yeah, you know, why didn't I ever get that car? I really want that car. See, basically, it's only in your conscious mind, you know, every once in a while. All right, so, yeah, how practical it is, breaking that down, see if that's true or it's not really true, or, you know, if you do have enough money or finding ways to get the money to get that car, you're not going to find the answers to being ingenious enough to find a way to get that car when it's not in your conscious mind. It's only in your mind every once in a while. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes complete sense.
Okay, so when it comes to your physique and how badly do you want to develop this physique, sometimes we let our life and other things in life get in the way where, really, there is a way to do both. You don't have to sacrifice one for the other necessarily, or to the degree you might think. It's just not conscious in your mind what your overall goal is. All right. So you're going to the gym on a consistent basis. That isn't a problem for you, right? It's just reminding yourself. Well, if you were to remind yourself, like, well, every time you slip away, that boy, I need to start eating right, okay? And you just remind yourself of it once in a while, you're not going to be effective. How about this? How about every day you go into the gym, which you're doing that anyway, as you warm up, maybe spend 5 minutes on the bike, and you make a list of what I would say just like 5 training goals. This is what I did all during my competing years. And I would just spend 5 minutes as I'm warming up my body before I went to work out. I wrote down 5 of my biggest goals, just to put them in the forefront of my mind. You do that, just say, 5 days a week out of 7, or if you do cardio on the weekend, 7 days a week. Just taking 2 minutes to remind you of what you want out of all this. It's like magic. It'll go into your subconscious mind, and you will find ways all throughout the day to get those meals into schedule, to remind yourself that you need to do that, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I pulled out from my computer what my training goals went when I was, when I had a show coming up, right? And I was specific and general. So, number one was I will place in the top 10 in that year of the NPC USA, and then I'll win my 2nd overall title and my 5th heavyweight class championship of the Team Universe. Big, full, shredded, and a rock hard 215 pounds. I always train heavily and challenge myself to train heavier each and every workout. This year, I will train with a new level of unbridled passion and a sense of urgency. I will train with a higher level focus and intensity. So that was number one. And again, these just gloss over them, just, you know, take you a minute to read this. Number two is, I constantly strive for better execution and more effective range of motion during every set. Every workout is helping me pack on more and more muscle, and I reach my goal stepping on stage at a shredded 215 pounds. Number three, I always work every set to true, undeniable, absolute failure. Number four, I push my cardiovascular training to be just as effective and efficient as my weight training. I constantly raise my expectations for performance, intensity, effectiveness, and efficiency. And then number five was, I always support my weight training and cardiovascular training with exceptional nutritional and supplementation habits and timing. I always capitalize on the three-hour window of muscle-building opportunity. I always execute exceptional nutrient and supplementation habits and timing throughout the day. I drink at least 2 gallons of water a day. All right? So what did it take me? 20 minutes to figure out what direction I wanted to go, right? Type it all up, you know, put it in my gym bag, and just remind myself of that every single day. Can you see where if you were to create that list of just your five training goals, you don't have to make them so elaborate, and just kind of put it in front of your face as you're warming up before your workout, that could not only help with your that workout that's coming up, but also with those training habits, just a little bit every day. So it won't be like that car analogy that I use, that you'll just remember how important it is to you when you see the car every few months. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think that would not only be good for working out, but life goals as well.
It is. You know, and again, I tell you, I've manipulated my mind and to get so much out of life, all the motivational work I've done on myself, seminars. It's been my goal to get the most out of my mind, knowing that that's my best training tool. To get anything I want in the gym, I knew I had to work on my mind first. So as you or any of the listeners take this strategy, all right, let me just tell you some of the challenges that maybe I went into as I did this, is that I got way too complex. Like this list that I said of five training goals that took me a minute to read, I would say, well, just like you, Derek, I got really pumped up and I said, well, boy, if it works so well with this, well, let me do it with all areas of my life. And I had like a 7-page life of goals that I wanted to read every single day. Here's a couple of things. It's not necessary, and you kind of over-chunk things in your mind. You want to keep it simple. You want to concentrate on certain areas of your life at one time. You know, be conscious of those other things, but don't overdo it. What it'll do is it'll water down the effectiveness and efficiency of this simple goal by trying to incorporate too many areas of your life. All right? You know, when I was trying to be the best bodybuilder that I could be, win another national championship, I wasn't striving for balance in all areas of my life. If you look at anyone who's done anything of any significance in the world, they didn't necessarily have balance in all areas of their life, especially on a day-to-day basis. A lot of times people say, balance, balance, balance. I've got to have balance in my life. Well, balance, just striving for balance is a sure way to get mediocrity in your life, especially when I'm talking about a day-to-day basis. All right. If you want to have the best physique in the world, you want to have, you know, make the most money in the world, you want to have the best relationship in the world, it's going to be difficult sometimes to do all of that when you try to do it every single day. Balance should be considered like, how about a month of intensity in one area or 6 months of intensity in one area where maybe you're not so balanced in other areas. Like you really concentrate, you really focus on those areas. Like I said, 3 months, 6 months, a whole year. Then you go on to something else because, and I'll use this, the proper use of time that I use with Brett in our first call is that, you know, 5 years is going to come and go. And sometimes for a 21-year-old, you don't really realize that. What if you just took five areas of your life, and all you did was just master them one at a time, did one for a year, you did another for the second year, third year, fourth year, five different areas of your life. That year of focus and letting your life get imbalanced, so to speak, to an extent, okay, where will you be in 5 years? At the ripe young age of 26, having five areas of your life that you mastered, and then you'll learn how to balance them that way. Balance should be looked over on a course of how balanced your life is over like a 5-year period of time and not on a day-to-day basis. All right? We've got a caller from the 612 area code. Caller, are you there?
Yes, this is a caller from 612. This is actually Ben from Adelaide in Australia.
Ben, how are you, sir?
Great, very, very well, thank you. How are you?
I am awesome, Ben.
That's good. I just want to say thank you very much. I've been listening to the Manformation shows and just loving that, especially the last episode. Excuse me for not being able to phone in. I've been having a few difficulties with that, but still tuning in to each and every show.
Okay, well, let me just tell listeners about the Manformation show, radio talk show. That's about skills for men to help them develop into the man they really want to be. It's life strategies. It's alpha male characteristics to become a stronger, more powerful male. The physiology, the mindset, the interaction with other people, and why would you want that? It's to have more options in life, to get more of what you want. That show is on Saturdays right now, Saturday morning. You can go to my website at www.manformation.com, manformation.com. Send me an email. I can send you to that address. You know why I think that's so important? And I'll let you get back to your question here, Ben, for a second. I'm very surprised, actually, all the fan base that I have who have been drawn to me because of the training, the nutrition, and also the mindset that I put in. Bodybuilding is nothing more than you going for a set of emotions. You're trying to get control of your life. You're trying to look better, feel better, all right? And you're going through your outward physical body, all right? And it's the shortest point between A and B. How you're going to create life changes and enhance the total quality of your life is by getting in touch with who you are, what you really want, and bodybuilding can be a part of all that. And what surprises me is the interest, so much more interest in bodybuilding, where if you're a fan of mine, you want to listen to the Manformation show. You want to participate in the Manformation show as you're developing your body, develop your life, develop your mind at the same time. So that's the Manformation show that Ben is talking about. So now back to your question, Ben.
Great. Okay. Okay, just training, being very consistent in regards to training, and generally I've been following the 12-week program in packing on muscle, MaxOT style, and generally just flipping from there to also utilizing training from skiplacour.com, so all the outlier trainings in there that you actually follow. And just wondering, you know, where to from here, you know, what is the best way for myself? Just keep doing what I'm doing is a possibility. Suffering a small injury to my right elbow, unfortunately, but really just pushing through that. Yeah, but apart from that, things are going great, as you suggested.
Right. Let's address that elbow injury right now. How long ago did you have that injury?
Approximately 2.5 weeks ago, round about. And it,
you ever find that it gets better for a little while and it gets worse and then... have you noticed that some days are good days, some days are bad days?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Here's the thing about it. Push through that, you know, as best you can. A lot of times what I say to prevent that is just make sure before you, work out that you really get those elbows lubricated, all right? Really take the time to get them lubricated before you start hitting the heavy sets. As far as any injuries, I've been very fortunate to not suffer any real injuries throughout my career. One, and I don't even call that elbow thing really an injury. It's more of an annoyance. Would you describe it that same way, Ben?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, you just push through it. You're going to find out that that's going to go away. It's just going to go away. It's just going to seem like magically one day it's gone. It seems that that's how it works. And it'll come back in a few months, and it'll go away again. So those elbow injuries or annoyances, like I call them, those things can be worked through. So don't get overly concerned. Be careful with it. You know, work around that. Be smart. Those usually, you know, come and go. All right.
Okay, Great, great.
Okay.
One other very, very quick question. Also my wrist. I've got a small problem with my wrist, and generally I'm having the problems with the elbow and the wrist when I'm coming to train biceps. Generally, you know, a barbell curl, and just the right side of the wrist, it's quite sore, and I can only do a bicep curl with a curl bar. Does that make sense? So it takes that pressure off the... Yeah,
that's if you really were to examine yourself, maybe take a little videotape or watch yourself, analyze yourself in the mirror, you'll probably find out that you're kind of cocking that wrist just a little bit differently than the other one, putting a little bit of different amount of stress. The mechanics of how you use that wrist is probably slightly different than the other one. It's causing that tension. It may be very, very slight, but just be conscious of that. Try to just feel it, using it differently. You might alleviate that stress from that wrist. Does that make sense to you?
Certainly, that'd be great help.
Yeah, sometimes we feel that we're doing everything just the same. I'm moving the weight same as my right side as my left side, and you'll find out that a lot of times you're really not. You're really not. And analyze that, breaking down, just trying to feel it in a different way. And again, definitely taking your emphasis off moving it from point A to point B and seeing how the wrist or the elbow or the whole movement of an exercise, analyze the whole movement, because you'll see that it probably is different from one side to the other. So if one side is causing you a little bit of pain, you're definitely going to have to see what you're doing and try something different. Now, getting back to your questions about training, and the Max OT routines that you're doing. I understand what you're saying. You're very happy with the results that you're getting, right? You've gone through a whole series of routines, and now it's like, well, boy, this has been working so great. Well, what's the next level? I must change it. I must do something else, right? Is that kind of the thought process, Ben?
That's correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, let's break that down, and I'm just having a little bit of fun with you. If something is working, why would you need to change it?
That's true. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I see this all the time in the gym. People get bored with their workouts, or they're thinking, well, this has worked so far. I've got to do something different now. What I would say, don't do anything different. There's a lot of variation in that 12-week, in those routines. And, you know, if you go to my website, if you email me, I can send you 10 different routines. So if you do them 8 to 10 weeks like Max OT recommends, right, and I give you 10 routines, that's 100 weeks of training. You put, well, it's 110 weeks because you'll take the 1 week off between your 8 to 10 weeks as Max OT training recommends. So if I were to give you 10 Max OT routines where they're all maybe slightly different, that would be 110 weeks of training, right? So what I would say is, you're getting the results, you understand the concepts, you understand the concept of intensity and effectiveness and efficiency by putting yourself through the Max OT program. Now it's all about taking that level of desire and intensity, that execution to the next level. Don't look for the routines or the exercises to take you to that next level, but your mind and your determination take you to that next level. So using the same routines and challenge your mind inwardly, you know, not some external thing like a different exercise. Look, it's all about stimulating the muscle, you know. We can keep that simple. It's stimulating the bicep is stimulating the bicep, okay? But the person who is stimulating the bicep, that's what makes all the difference in the world. And instead of looking at more routines, especially if they're working, look more at Ben yourself on how to become that tiger, that giant. How long have you been training, Ben?
Approximately three and a half years.
Okay. The Ben of today is an animal in the gym. He's focused, he's intense, and he blows away the Ben who has been training for 6 months, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, think of the Ben 2 years from now. He's going to blow this version of Ben away. And he's not going to do that because he developed a whole different set of exercises or some new routine. It's because you're going to be more focused and you're going to be more determined. You're going to be more courageous. You're going to learn more about yourself. You're going to withstand problems and challenges. And you're going to be telling your buddy when he's got a little bit of elbow annoyance, okay, of how this is going to happen, that experience. You see what I'm saying? It's that mental aspect of it, not the routines after this point. Max OT set the groundwork, the foundation. You've learned its effectiveness. All right.
Yep.
Now it's to get more out of you, Ben. All right. Does that make sense
Absolutely.
To you?
Absolutely. Spot on.
All right.
Agree more.
We're calling all the way from Australia. Do you have any other questions, comments, or anything else?
I do have a very brief question, if that's okay.
Yes.
Just it relates. I mean, it's to do with training. I'm a great advocate of the Max OT style training, and generally when there's other people in the gym, I'll recommend that and recommend them to the AST Sports Science website,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. And generally I do personal training part-time.
Yes.
And I find it difficult because I know just generally the most effective style of training is the Max OT principles, and generally I would outline that to my clients. Generally with my clients, they want to absorb as much information as they can. They'll learn the technique, learn the styles, and then generally just go their own way. And I feel that so many other trainers, they do all these different, you know, very advanced, complicated, so-called advanced right. techniques. And I just don't, my heart is not in that. I don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I generally just am a great advocate of Max OT style training.
I got you. You can understand them. You can empathize with their mindset, because in a slight way, Ben, isn't that kind of the challenge that you presented to me, or what you were wondering? Hey, I've done these Max OT routines, they're working great. Well, what's the next? Give me some more. Give me something different, right? That's basically what you said to me. Well, in their very less educated way when it comes to training, they're looking for something new, exciting, sexy. You know what I'm saying? And that's I see that all the time in the gym. Look, you know, stimulate the muscle in the most effective, efficient way possible. Show up, eat well, and you're going to probably look amazing, okay? At the same time, we want to be stimulated in different ways. We always want to know, well, is there a better routine out there? Right. First of all, when it comes to the Max OT training method, this is for people who are serious, about taking their physique to the next level. They want the best results in the shortest period of time. They're courageous in the gym. They're intense. They're focused for the 45 minutes that it takes to train. They're putting in their time and their effort to make sure that that happens. That is generally not the mindset of most people training in the gym, especially maybe your clients who are just starting out and who are training. What they can get out of the Max OT training program, and this is what I suggest as a personal trainer, is you say, look, I'm going to put you through this very elite type of training program. And whether you do it or not, what I want to demonstrate to you is how powerful your mind is. All right? And when you have them do like 4 to 6 reps with heavier weight, they'll see just how strong they are, because it's a short burst of energy. It isn't like 12 reps. They're going to prove to themselves how strong they can be, how intense they can be, how much you can make them focus and concentrate for just 45 minutes. All right? They're going to learn about themselves mentally, emotionally. And that, again, that's the cornerstone to everything that we all do in the gym. And then let them do whatever. And be okay with them doing whatever. They want to jump on a trampoline, or, you know, I don't know, use a pogo stick or whatever all these elaborate training programs are. They're going to learn a lot more about themselves by putting them through the Max OT program, even if it's only for a week or so. They're going to learn a lot more about themselves. Who knows, maybe they'll stick. Maybe they'll want to be one of those people who want to make the most use of their time, a shorter period of time, just 5 days a week, and look like, so when people come up to them and they say, wow, you must spend 5 hours a day in the gym. No, I train in a short, effective, efficient Max OT. I don't mess around when I'm in there, and I'm in and out of there in 45 minutes, 5 days a week. And they go, what? No way. Well, you push them to a level so they get that much out of themselves, okay? Let people do whatever they're going to do. You be the leader. You be that alpha male. You be the force. You lead by example, and let them choose what they're going to do. And also, don't be so concerned. Do your best to explain it. And I'm not necessarily talking about the clients. Talk about those other guys in the gym. Trust me. You know, you keep on going. You keep on just being that tiger in the gym. Every muscle just developed. You know what you're doing. You walk around with that alpha air of confidence. Trust me, they'll be asking what you're doing.
Absolutely spot on. All right, that just sounds great.
All right, Ben. You take care. Hey, thanks for calling.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
I've got a caller from the 908 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Skip.
How are you? Who is this?
This is Corey Williams from College Park, Maryland. How are you doing?
Well, I am awesome. Corey, how are you?
I'm awesome, Skip. I just had a couple questions for you
okay.
this morning. I just became a fan of yours over the past couple months, and I just want to say I really appreciate you doing the show. And it seems like you're a really down-to-earth guy. I appreciate all the advice that you give it everyone.
Well, thank you very much, Corey. How did you run into me? I'm curious.
I was actually looking up some podcasts on my iTunes about fitness, and I ran into your show.
Awesome. And have you visited my website at skiplacour.com or the AST website at AST-SS.com?
I have actually. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I've been a competitor for the past 4 or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm only 21, so I've previously been doing teenage competitions. And
awesome.
I went to teenage nationals and did really well, but I've been just really frustrated because I've had the same physique for the past. I feel like I've had the same physique for the past 2 years or so. And so I started incorporating some of the MaxOT training principles to see if I can use that as a launch pad, to the next level.
Right.
But the thing is that the way I'm having some trouble sort of adjusting it to sort of this transition period from the way I've been previously training to the MaxOT, and that the way I previously trained was super fast, like maybe 45 seconds to a minute in between sets, a maximum minute and a half between sets. But now MaxOT is telling me I should, wait a little longer, and I'm finding that a little hard to adjust. Do you have
okay.
any suggestions?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, is that even at my advanced level, Paul D'Elia is the originator of the MaxOT program. He is also the president of AST Sports Science. He's been my mentor. He's been my trainer and a person I credit so much success on the bodybuilding stage and also in business. And he has a particular mindset that it didn't matter. I mean, this is when I was a multiple national champion, and I'd be talking about something. He'll always stop and go, wait, so why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? What's the purpose? And all you go, sometimes I had a reason. I don't know where I came up with that reason. Sometimes I had no reason. I was just doing something that I read, or maybe something when I first started training 10 years before I just started doing, or maybe I saw that guy who doesn't even compete do it or something like that. But he made me think about, why do I do everything? What's the genesis of that theory or that philosophy that I'm following? All right? And then we'll break it down from there. So, okay, tell me, why are you spending 45 seconds between sets? Why are you doing that? What's your outcome?
Now that I think about it, I mean, I it's more of a mental thing. I just feel like, I have to be
moving
constantly in motion, or I have to just work up a sweat really fast, and just for, the intensity.
Okay, now I'm gonna give you some Paul D'Elia talk, all right?
All right,
I'm going to do it in his voice. So, Paul, if you're listening, this is what I got to hear for the last 15 years. Sweating. So what's sweating doing for you?
It's making me feel like I'm getting something accomplished in the gym.
Are you? You have the same physique for the last couple of years. So you like to move around because it makes your head feel good and you're sweating, right? Sweating, what does that do? Makes everybody think you're working hard? I thought you wanted to build some muscle, Corey. What builds muscle, Corey?
Lifting heavy weights.
I'm making Paul sound like he's an 89-year-old man. Actually, he's my age, so.
Right.
So you want to build muscle, right? What builds muscle?
Lifting heavy weights.
Exactly, overloading the muscle, creating the demand that is going to grow because it has to withstand the trauma, that heavy weight, all
right?
So does sweating have anything to do with lifting heavy weight?
No, not really.
Okay, does hurrying up and doing another set, does that help you lift heavy weight?
No.
Okay, so, do you think that you can lift more weight on that second or third set if you waited 45 seconds or 2 minutes?
Well, 2 minutes, definitely. The thing is, I'm just having trouble keeping my focus for that long because I've previously been only, 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
What does that mean? So what do you do in that 2 minutes that's making
like,
you lose your
focus? Like my focus.
No, I don't know. Tell me. That's what he'll talk. No, I don't know. Tell me. What are you doing in 2 minutes that you can't keep your focus?
You told
me that you wanted to build muscle. You're a competitor. You have the same physique. You can focus for, you can not let your mind wander for 45 seconds, but you can't let it not wander for 2 minutes?
I'm
kind of having fun with you, but I'm making you think that.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of hard to step outside yourself and really look at yourself.
Right. And that's what I'm here. I'm your coach. I'm your friend. I'm your big brother, just to kind of make you think a different way. I mean, look, you are an elite. You're 21 years old. You're disciplined. You've been competing. Your level of discipline is probably so much further along than so many other 21-year-olds. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, did you hear about my Manformation show? I want you to listen to that show.
I actually caught an episode, yeah.
Okay. I want you to listen to that. That's on Apple iTunes too. I want you to listen to that because especially at 21 years old, the formation of a man, in addition as you're developing your body. Okay. So you knowing what it is you want, you're way ahead of the game probably. I want you to use these same disciplines as this 21-year-old bodybuilder competitor. I want to use those same disciplines and those same thought process to create a magnificent life for yourself besides a magnificent physique, okay? So when we talk about these things, I want to help you make the connection that bodybuilding is like life building, all right? So when I ask you these questions, see where they apply in other areas of your life too. So here's the thing is we're overloading the muscle and we're just getting used to something. We're trying something new. You're taking that leap of faith, and I really appreciate you doing that because, it's usually out of frustration that you think your body looks the same. I don't know if that's necessarily true. It's hard for me to believe someone who trains consistently and eats and puts in that process that his body isn't going to improve. I would say that the truth is probably it's not improving at the level or the speed that you want it to, all right? So you're jumping in, you're taking a leap of faith, through my mentorship, through my influence, you went to the ST site, you're jumping in. Now, I would say jump into it fully. It's like the gentleman I talked to before. Give it 6 months, give it a year of your leap of faith. For 21-year-old, 6 months, it seems like a long time. It's nothing. It's going to come and it's going to go. All right? We're already in the fourth month of this year. It probably just seemed like just yesterday was New Year's Eve. All right? So you're going to dedicate the 6 months. You're going to follow all the MaxOT principles exactly as they're outlined. The ones you agree with that make sense to you and all the ones you don't know its value and it kind of doesn't make sense to you and maybe the stuff that your buddies in the gym say, oh, that'll never work. You're going to take that total leap of faith just like you did, listening to this show, and then you're going to do all the principles so you're going to see how the magic is all going to work for you. All right? You're going to take 2 minutes and you know what? How long have you been doing the MaxOT? How long?
About 3 months now, I guess.
Okay, 3 months. Is it getting easier to spend a couple minutes between sets as opposed to 45? Is it getting easier for you mentally to do that?
Yeah, progressively, yeah.
Okay, well, just be patient. Have faith in it. I think the one is when you just surrender. Just have faith that it's going to work for you, all right? It's going to help you lift more weight. So just stay at that. Just stay at it. Take all the principles in. And again, you're not, one thing I'm glad that you didn't say, and we're coming to the last minute here, Corey, and I invite you to call back again, is that a lot of times people want to take shorter rest breaks in between sets because they think that they're burning fat or something like that. You didn't say that. That's good. Okay, I don't know if you thought that, but, all that activity isn't going. You're in the gym to lift weights, to overload the muscle. With your diet and with cardio is how you lose body fat. So don't try to integrate the two. You don't need to. All right? So when you're 45 minutes doing your MaxOT workout, just go for it lifting the heavy weight. With that in mind, knowing that's your goal and that sweating and that being active and running around, may make you feel emotionally or mentally satisfied. What's going to really make you satisfied in the long run is packing on those pounds of muscle, right? And you pack on those pounds of muscle by your own admission by lifting the heavy overload weight. And you can lift heavier weight by resting a little bit more, like Max OT recommends. All right, Corey?
Right.
Hey, thanks
right.
a lot for
Thanks
What's
for
that?
My appreciate that.
All right, well, we're wrapping up the show right now. Thanks again. Some great calls. I hope you all benefited by that. And join us next week and visit my website at www.skiplacour.com.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.